Hey, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. As always, it's really great to see it. We're here today at 428 Frost Street in downtown Marshall at the brand new neighborhood of Heritage at Marshall.
Yes, and it is a beautiful townhouse, so hopefully you'll see it soon. Last week, we promised you guys that we would answer questions about this brand new effective date for rules for the real estate industry and all real estate agents. And one of those changes is that from now on, buyers will be responsible to pay for their own real estate agent. And so, as you can imagine, we got tons of questions about that. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, and this, of course, is a nationwide mandate that we all will have to follow. And we're excited about the opportunities that we've talked about it before. But speaking of questions, this last week, we were pretty much inundated with a bunch of questions, primarily from the buyer side, right? And the chief probably the question is, why do I need a buyer's agent? And why in the world would I want to pay for a buyer agent? Mm-hmm. And I think probably the chief response that we have to answer that question is representation.
Yes.
And so, you know, what does representation mean? It means that we as buyer agents will be looking out for the buyer's behalf. Typically, in most environments, the seller has representation, and generally the seller's agent is trying to obviously get the best terms, conditions, mm-hmm. obviously the best price for the seller on their listing. So shouldn't you, the buyer agent, also have that type of strong representation?
Correct.
And probably the variables there and the things that we focus in on the most are certainly understanding the marketplace around the properties that mm-hmm. you're taking a look at. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do with every single property we show, we do a comparative market analysis, the old CMAs,
yes.
and understand what the right pricing for that property is. Because, you know, again, in today's market with low inventory, prices are still working their way up.
Okay.
We understand that as buyer's agent, but we want to make sure that the seller isn't just being a little too optimistic
right.
about that price. So we're
yes.
going to analyze that completely. The second is condition. In this marketplace, the other variable that we've seen that's so important is, what should the property look like? What kind of condition should the property be in for you to be making the best offer, right? So if you're going to pay the top dollar, you're going to pay market value for a property, don't you want it to look pretty exceptional? So we'll do that as well, do an analysis of what type of, you know, again, loan programs are available to you, and also help you negotiate the best offer that we can in the back and forth with the seller.
Yes.
So again, representation, the seller's going to have a lot of people looking out for their interest. Mm-hmm. We think you should have the same thing in your court.
I agree. I think it's so vital. People take for granted that they meet an agent at an open house or at a listing and they assume that person is there to give them good
yeah.
advice. But
yeah.
if they represent the owners, it's not really the case. You
yeah.
need somebody on your side.
Yeah, truly. Truly.
Another question we got, which I thought was really, it's hard, but it's honest. How can I afford to pay for my agent? So I'm a home buyer. I know the importance of having somebody on my side, but how do I afford that if I don't have it?
Yeah, great question.
And so there are three possible ways. And I'm sure as time goes on, we'll find more ways. But for right now, one is to save money to pay for your agent. Just as you save money for your down payment, you save some of that cash to pay for your buyer's agent. Another option is to reach out to your lender. There are things like lender credits, and they're in which they will actually heighten your interest rate a little bit and use that cash to help paying for things like that mm-hmm. that go towards your closing costs. And there are also programs that do help with those types of payments as well. But you will need, we're not financial experts, you'll need to contact your lender to find out what options are available for you. And thirdly, you can ask that seller to pay a portion, if not all of your buyer's agent's fees as well. It's a negotiation. They could say no, but some might consider it. So that's also another great option for how you're going to pay your agent.
Yeah, no doubt. And so that strong representation that we talk about is part of that negotiating skill and that understanding of the marketplace, that your buyer agent is going to be able to enter into those negotiations on your behalf and perhaps ask the seller to go ahead and pay the compensation for the buyer agent. You know, and you know, we talk about the financing options. One of the biggest updates that we've seen recently has been that VA in the past would not allow the buyer to pay the buyer agent. Okay. Now that has been changed. They showed a lot of flexibility and they've changed that. So there's a lot of, you know, again, nuances and certainly some new updates that you want to make sure you talk to your buyer agent about. But certainly negotiation is probably one of the yes. forefronts, the keys for having that buyer agent.
Very true.
Well, this subject is going to continue on. We had a lot more questions from last week, and we certainly will want to address those in our next video. But we always appreciate you tuning in. We certainly hope the information that we're sharing with you is keeping you updated. And so we'll look forward to updating you some more next week.
Yes. And don't forget to subscribe. We do videos every week and we want to hear from you.
Yeah. And please keep in tune because this brand new listing is going to be out on the marketplace very soon. And we'll keep you posted on events that are happening.
Yes.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
Bye.